This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Texas cotton producer Woody Anderson. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There were 10 of us there that were allowed to testify, one from Nebraska, one from Colorado, the majority from Kansas, and then a couple of us from Texas. And my testimony was primarily about cotton and cotton's Sachs proposal to be included in the 2012 Farm Bill legislation.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Talked a little bit about how it would go a long way toward resolving the Brazil case dispute within the WTO, and talked about how it might work as a gap coverage insurance product that would allow cotton producers to insure up to 90% of their coverage, paying a premium, of course. And then also talked a little bit about a reference price of 65 cents, but the fact that with a 90% coverage, that only covers about 58 cents a pound as part of the revenue part of that.
Cut three. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the 2011 crop, we planted our cotton crop and actually never harvested an acre. We had the worst drought since the history of record keeping. Actually had no production on our farm at all. And so if we hadn't had current farm programs in place, if we hadn't had crop insurance in place, it would have been devastating to all the cotton industry, particularly across the Southwest that experienced that drought.